Morning, it's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for March, what is this? 25th, I think. Well, I mean, there really is only one story today. I'm sorry, the papers have other stories, but the only thing that really counts is the Bill Barr letter about the Mueller investigation. The New York Times is carrying the letter. You can read it there. It's on the list and links. Democrats press on or say they will, but let's face it, it may just fade away because it's now just sort of embarrassing. That's in the New York Times. In the Washington Post, Sarah says the Democrats and the media owe an apology. New York Times choking on the words. The New York Times says a cloud is lifted from Trump. Frowny faces at the Washington Post as they have to report this. The New York Times, wait, he didn't say Trump is exonerated on obstruction. Yay, we have something to hang on to. Wall Street Journal, Democrats press on with probes, but it's just a face-saving show now. Washington Post, Dan Balz, impeachment is off the table. Done. New York Times, Trump declares victory, opens war with his tormentors. This is really about Comey, McCabe, and all those guys struck. They could have a problem. No collusion is the re-election rallying cry. That's in the Washington Post. New York Times editorial, his shamelessness was beyond Mueller's jurisdiction. So that's why you're not getting what you want. And Wall Street Journal, time to probe the real scandal, Comey and the FBI. That's Kimberly Strassel's column. And lastly, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, empty lot in San Francisco listed for $1.85 million. Now, you know, there's other news, but none of it counts. It's all just filler. This is the story. And I didn't put it on the list, but Matt Taibbi, the former Rolling Stone guy, I didn't know he left Rolling Stone, says... The reputation of the news media, of journalists, has been totally destroyed. One would hope. Taibbi said it's the journalistic equivalent of walking outside without your pants. They have pursued this matter as if they knew what they were talking about for 2 years. They come up empty. And they're sputtering that, well, there's the Southern District of New York, and there's the Insurance Commission, and there's that obstruction. So here's the thing that I find interesting. I guess Barr, Mueller, had to do this. No evidence he committed a crime on obstruction, but didn't exonerate him. That's not possible. If there is no evidence that he committed a crime, he's exonerated. I mean, I guess Mueller threw that line in there just to give his fanboys something to hang on to. But it's contradictory. If there's no evidence he committed a crime, exonerated. You can't then say, but he's not exonerated. Of course he is. Look, they're going to chase Trump around on a million other things, banking and deals, and, you know, they don't like him. And as one of my Facebook guys says, he's a grifter, a liar and a grifter, over and over and over, like a chant. He's a liar and a grifter, liar and a grifter, liar and a grifter. Okay, fine. But people knew that. They voted for him for a reason. And what's now been exposed is a two-year effort to take this guy down, came up with nothing but a bunch of process crimes people like Roger Stone are accused of, and that Manafort was caught doing. You know, you got to wonder, if Manafort was really committing all these crimes, how come it took an investigation of Trump to find it? Why wouldn't the FBI looking into Manafort if they thought he was committing all these crimes? The only reason that Manafort got caught committing these crimes is he worked for Trump. If he'd never worked for Trump, he'd still be walking around free as a bird, evidently. Anyway, so I took a couple days off to go see a sick friend of mine in Jersey City. Also stopped in to see my book agent. the fantastic Mel Berger, promised him a manuscript in about 2 weeks. So, you know, there's that. And wasn't that great, Jake, reading the Mueller, the Bill Barr letter yesterday for about 10 minutes on the air? I joked to his boss, a friend of mine, Jake just surpassed my total airtime on Fox. No, it was great. Good job. You know, podcast later this afternoon. So, you know, stay tuned.